be as thick as you are. Yeah. Uh-huh. You ever see one on a barrel? Barrel full of cider or something?
I don't know about cider. I never did drink that mess. What they had in the barrel?
Whatever you had in the barrel.
I seen barrel that had water in.
Uh-huh.
That spigot in them to pull the water out.
And
sorry, I wish I had a good cup full.
Yeah, hard to get, huh? And when you go to the store, they put some cans of food in what, so you can carry it out?
Put them in tin cans? Different kinds of cans.
Yeah, when you buy the cans, what do they put the cans in so you can carry it home?
If you got a box, they put them in it, and not that, they put them in a sack or something, paper sack or something. You can take them home.
When you get something that needs a bigger sack, made out of cloth, say 100 pounds of chicken feed or something like that, what do you call that kind of sack made out of cloth?
You just got it cloak, or we have some called cloaker sacks. We have some of them have a little cotton cloak.
What's the first one you named?
Cloaker sack. They made out of baggies.
I see.
Called a cloaker sack.
And
some from Dad to put it in salt and stuff like that, put it in cotton bag sacks.
Guano? Guano sack?
Yeah, we use guano.
Guano? Is that a heavier sack?
Yes, it takes a heavier sack for guano and then do meal and stuff like that. It's bagging too.
When you do you ever see anybody you like to play a musical instrument that he moved back and forth like this and blow into it?
Blow into it? I don't know. I hear nothing. Even folks blowing drones and
harps.
If you put it in your mouth and pick that.
You talking about a juicer?
Your grandchildren might play on something that one gets on either end and then they go up and down like this, which you call that in the old days.
I don't know. I ain't got enough of it, dear. Already none of my children ain't got none. Two of my daughters there, I reckon. Their children may have it too hard.
Either that or they probably have one at school. What do they call it? What did they call it in the old days?
They didn't have none in
seesaw?
They didn't have none in my old days.
Is that right?
And they want a seahorse, yes, to mean I do. If you had a bowl, a piece of plank, you'd get on it and jump up and down or sit out.
What'd you call that, a riding horse?
Seesaw plank.
Seesaw plank. Mm-hmm. And did you ever see anybody put a plank on a post like this and then somebody would push it around like a merry-go-round?
I've seen folks put a pole, take a pole and split it and put another pole out there and put one up across there and
Did you ever call that a flying Jenny?
Yes, it did call it a flying Jenny.
Uh-huh.
I believe you told it, I.